Just a Damn Fool podcast. Tonight, y'all already know, my first night. We gotta act that phone, I'm on the
shit. I'm off this Red Bull. I got a head full. A nigga stressed out. Let's get this bed full. Sexual healing.
So bad.
So appealing. You a bad bitch. I'm a real nigga. Tell me that you love me. I tell you the same. That's a fucking shame. We both running game. I just want your pleasure. You just want my pain. I just want you all for me and you just want the same. Let's take a flight. Let's live this life. Let's get a hotel. Let's both spend the night. I'm a busy nigga. You a busy girl. It's a fast life we living in this busy world. We in my fast car. You ain't no fast bro. Got your heart broke. He did your ass wrong. That's your dad gone. Let me be your daddy. I wanna see you happy. We both come from broken families. You can tell the truth. I'ma tell it too. We gon' smoke this weed till I kick us out the room.
I ain't gonna say all
like fuck it, that's
try,
life. Fuck it tonight. We fucking right. You fucking right. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know I'm fly to you. No, fuck that, girl. I'm the sky to you. Ocean in the clouds. Birds in the bees. Your friends proud when they know that you fucking with me. I got you popping. I take you shopping. Around the world. Started on Sloss. That's real shit. Real shit. I know all my real bitches feel less. 4 in the morning, tell me that you want it. Bend you over, I got you moaning. You love this shit, you want this shit. You got this shit, no politics.
Edit some of this shit, cause I'm not editing none of this shit. I'm sneezed, I drank, I'm... We do everything on our podcast, so.
What you doing out there?
It's that real shit. Sitting on the top floor of a flying hotel, drunk as fuck with a bad bitch.
Make you appreciate life.
Gangsta, gangsta.
Don't get me wrong.
Nigga, where are you, you know?
That's why I say, you know, homeless people, they ain't got it bad, but they ain't got it that bad. Cause, like, it's been a lot worse. Like, a lot worse. The homeless people to me, like, just don't want to try. They just quit. I do want to help. Took a leap of faith and all, but it's been fun ever since. We had some trials and tribulations. It was rough. It was rough when we first left New York. I can't lie. It was hell on wheels. It was hell on wheels, baby. But we made it. You know, a lot of people can't say they made it this far in marriage so far, because half of the people we know was married maybe 3 years or 2 years, and they was dead. They was out. It was over. It was over. So, yeah, definitely, man. It's longevity, baby. We got to make it to at least 50, 60 years. Like, we got to outdo our property. Your shit, your parents. Yeah, we got to outdo them. What's that, 36 years they've been married? 30? 36? Uh-huh. Your mom and dad? 36 years? Yeah, you working right now. You ain't paying me no attention. But 36, somewhere around there. Somewhere where it's eons that niggas don't do today. Like, most niggas is not staying with a woman more than 8 years. His ass is out. Niggas strike out. Like, it's facts. Like, it ain't gonna happen. But, you know, I'm staying strong. I'm riding the boat. If it sink, I'm sinking with it. That's the problem with marriage. I feel like it don't work out, really. People get married too quick. Luckily, we knew each other while we was young. See, if we didn't know each other, it probably wouldn't have turned out the way it turned out now. You know, because you know a little more of me, and I know a little more of you. So, you know, our relationship work out for the best. Because if we was just meeting, and I don't know, you probably wouldn't fuck with me like that. But knowing each other from kid days, and I wanted to hit back then, you know. If I told you I wanted to hit back then, we would have probably had like 5 kids right now. At least five. I'm serious, at least 5. Trip. That's back then, I'm telling you. She was a tomboy, I was a young kid that was scared, so you feel me? I can't knock that. Can't knock that. Can't. Feel me? That was some good times, though. We definitely had good times growing up. And to actually find love in each other after we grow up, that's kind of cool. You know, that's kind of storytelling. It's kind of book love, especially for black folks, you know. Because black folks don't have that type of, you feel me? No racist to other ethnic backgrounds, but Negroes, no. We don't. Marriage is like a tick. Like, they getting it off them. They not, uh-uh. We try to be players and pimps, like, and that ain't cool, because that's just what we seen growing up, so what we seen growing up, we thought we could be, you feel me, so, circle of life, that's how shit go, man. Money rule the world, women, y'all run it, so, that's just how I feel about it, and I run it with, you feel me, so, you know, though, we're gonna keep it slotty on this broadcast, though. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, we're gonna have a bunch of fun. We're gonna do a lot more than a lot of broadcasters do, because we're gonna keep it oh so funky real on here. Because I'm not editing nothing. So everything y'all hear on here is straight real. Nigga, I'm sitting here lighting up, chilling with the wife, enjoying our Friday night. Because me working and you actually married and you work 5 days out the week, every day, you don't have time to do a lot of shit. So my Friday is my Friday. Like, I relax on my Friday. I chill. I get my things growing up. You feel me? I get my son to bed. And then, nigga, after a certain time, it's me and the wife. It's time to sit back and relax. So I feel like everybody in a relationship should have that type of time where you just can kick back on that Friday and just have a sip. Like, yo, you know what? It's time for me to sit my ass down and go and have a sip with my wife. And we sit this yak. I tip that. Damn, man, you know what it is. I'm tipping that ass. It's going down. Feel me? So, I rolled a blunt for her, rolled a blunt for me, then damn near smoked my blunt. I'm about to smoke her blunt. No, you ain't. That's what she gonna tell me. See, I love my wife. She tell me I talk so much, so that's why I got a damn podcast. So, y'all can hear me. You feel me? We can vibe this together, man. We can work this shit out, man. This is life. R.I.P. Kobe, we ain't gonna act like my boy ain't go. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle, you feel me? It's a lot of people that died. I can't mention y'all, it's just 2 I know of that's recently went, you feel me? So, it's a lot more than that, but right now those are the 2 I was more into, you know, in my lifestyle of work. So, my wife think I'm going to edit any of this. Y'all going to hear it raw and uncut here. This is the real. Y'all going to hear arguments. Y'all going to hear, and it's not even arguments. It's just, to me, I say arguments, my wife say disagreements. Because she just say her piece, I say my piece, and that's just the end of it. Sometimes we get loud, sometimes we have a little shout match back and forth. But after the piece is said, it's over and done. We might not talk for 30 minutes to 45. But see, that's how you know it's real love, because then you want to fuck, and then, okay, so it's different, you feel me, than other couples have. That's why I feel like ours works so well, because we can't stay mad at you too long, you can't stay mad at me too long, and we end up fucking, so that's just how that works. Sorry, everybody can't have that type of line of work here. I tries, you feel me, I tries. I get to the end, I try. I feel like every man should please their woman. But it also go vice versa. Because women do not like fucking all the time. Some of y'all some lazy fucks out there. Now, I ain't saying nothing about my wife because she's a performer. She's a performer. But some of y'all looking for love, they're all in the wrong places. Some of them tunchies ain't right. They ain't all good. Don't just dive in because she look good. Mm-mm. You dive your ass right in a bunch of problems. Drama, baby mama problems, all types of shit. You don't want to run in because she look good. She got that ass and she plastic up and you think it's right. You can only do so much with silicone, nigga. You can't grab that shit like you want it. So that's why I'm with the natural, you know, 100 natural, man. Do it natural. You ain't have ass, you just wasn't born with it. That's what God didn't give you. He just didn't give you a whole bunch of ass, you feel me? That's just what he didn't give you. A lot of people just don't accept their body for what it is. They just want to, oh, well, shit, she got ass, I got ass. But in the next 30, 40 years, what you going to do with that ass? Like, you're going to get old. Like, yeah, shit ain't going to stay there forever. It ain't going to sit up forever. Eventually, that ass going to drop. You feel me? It's going to drop eventually. So you're going to have to get it taken out or die with it in. One of the two. Like, that's why I respect natural hairs and natural asses. Because, feel me? God gave you that. Feel me? That's just what it is. But this is the first time on the podcast, man. I'm already out here for 11 minutes, so that means I'm doing something right. You feel me? Yeah, it's going down. No. I guess your ratings go down or something. I'll find out once this is over. Because it's going up. Raw and uncut. It's just the damn fool podcast, you feel me? This is what it is. I'm just a damn fool. Everybody know it. Everybody say it. So, shit, well, let's just get it going. Let's get a podcast going since I'm just a damn fool. Boy, you crazy. Well, shit, let's see if everybody else think that. If they think it, I already been thinking it. Let's just get it going. The podcast is now kicked in. We about to tear the comedy scene down, guys. We about to tear it down. And shout out to Chico. Shout out to my boys in the 85 South. I fuck with y'all. Y'all the reason I wanted the podcast. Because I like y'all shit. Don't get me wrong. Y'all shit is tough. It should always be number one. Fuck y'all. Anybody don't like it, fuck out of here. They're my boys. But you like who you like, you feel? But that's just what it is. So, man. I'm going to get up out of here. This is my first podcast night. I will be uploading every Friday night. It will not fail. I will not fail y'all. I will be on here every Friday night. I will give y'all at least 10 to 20 to 30 minutes of my time. But this is the first one. I want to see how y'all like it. Get your response. Get your likes. Get your follows in. Please hit me back. You know, raw and uncut. You heard it here first, man. It's just a damn fool podcast.